imposter syndrome.
Welcome back to another episode of A Visual Medium. I'm your host, Trendy Beefsteak.
I am Bartholomew Whetstone, y'all.
You welcome. Enjoying something right up, yummy step over right there, up. Bart?
Yeah, I'm eating a little, yes, of course, I'm eating a little quiche.
Pardon me. Oh, lovely quiche.
Yeah, I'm just having a lovely little quiche.
What's in there, broccoli?
My partner. Yeah, broccoli, peppers, onions,
delicious.
Chives, cheese. Yeah.
So
my partner made me a quiche before the record.
Hi, beautiful.
Trendy.
Hi, Bart.
Trendy. Hi, hello. You can call me Bart. You can call me whatever you want.
Bartholomew, tell us what we're listening to today. Tell the folks
this
at home.
This is a visual medium. Now, this is kind of, as of late, caused some controversy because, of course, the title of the podcast is A Visual Medium. However, podcasting as a medium is an aural, is not a visual.
It's an oral medium or an aural medium. I see what you're saying.
But yeah, so, but we began the show sort of just like that was the title.
Well,
like
we
a visual
see,
medium was the
we
title.
We are mediums and we see with our, you know, our mind's eye, our third eye.
Mind's eye, yes. And we're both, so we can both see with our normal.
Our two eyes.
Eyes as well.
Yeah,
just
our eyeballs.
Say. Yeah,
the corneas.
Yeah, our eyeballs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're not blind, is all I want
so
to
that,
say.
So that's visual, and this is visual. We are visual, but you know what's not visual? A podcast.
What you're listening to right now, dear listener.
Sweetie.
But, sweetheart, but, but screw it, right? Like, this is, so we're both mediums. We're accredited.
Certified.
Degree certified, yes. We are able to speak to the deceased, those have had, that have passed over.
And my specialty is kind of within the spiritual realm. Not so much as deceased people, but animals, plants.
Sure.
Rocks even, deceased rocks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we kind of both bring those,
as you guys know,
those different
as
things
know,
to the table. As you all know.
As people know, rocks die all the time. Yeah.
Some people are just tuning in and we gotta, sometimes,
yeah, no, we
sometimes
have to.
We do have to educate just a little bit.
Sometimes, yeah. And of course, my specialty is people, relatives, normal folks, friends,
everybody's
whatever.
A relative if you think about it.
Oh, everything is relative. That's very interesting.
No, that's not what I said.
Oh, everyone is a relative is what you said.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what I said. Do you understand that?
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand.
Okay. And do you believe that to be true in your work and stuff?
I think it must be, yeah. Well, I think so. I mean, we all come from the same two people, right? I mean, you know, essentially. Whether it be Adam or Eve or whoever you want, we had to come.
We had to.
You know what I mean?
I do. I love that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the tension.
I know
there.
You do.
Let's
That's
let
okay.
it go. Let's release it.
Let's just, ready? And. Trundy, how are you this evening? We record late at night.
I know. It's what, 2 a.m. EST?
EST.
Eastern Time Standard.
Eastern. Mm-hmm. Eastern Time Standard.
I'm okay. I'm on my period.
ETS.
Bleeding.
Oh my God. Bleeding. I never, and I'll say this, I've said it before, I will never experience that. Ever, ever, ever.
No.
Not by choice.
No.
Just by biology. And we don't have to get into it.
Adam and Eve, you know?
Sure. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So you're what? You're bummed out? You're complaining to your, or something? Something's going on?
Oh, it's just blood. Everywhere I look. But
Moses himself couldn't compete.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a man.
Problems.
I don't menstruate. I don't get problems. Yeah. So everything work out. Everything work out for me.
Brilliant.
Essentially. Yeah.
Delicious.
So, but you know what I love is regardless of what's going on in our week, if we're having some issues, if people we know are having complications, issues, struggles, we can just come here and meet in the middle and sort of do our show and help other people. And it's the joy of my week, really.
As well as for me. And we're lifting off this plane and taking a taking a moment away and
prepare for takeoff.
To infinity and beyond.
To in front of me and beyond.
Let's get going. So who do we have today in the studio?
We actually have a
tripping me up. Your name is Bartholomew.
It's Bartholomew. You're Trundy, which is a normal.
I almost said my own name, which is
no. I know you almost said it about 5 or 6 times.
Well, there's a mirror in front of me, and I keep looking up and
seeing myself. I've told you before. Look at me. Focus on me.
I'm sorry.
Hold up.
Who put
it away.
That mirror there?
Okay, that was probably that was probably somebody else.
PA or something.
Yeah, it was probably PA.
So in the studio today, we have a very special guest. We don't always have guests.
I'm looking forward to this.
Am too.
Yeah.
And but we do every once in a while when someone comes into our lives where we feel they would be useful on the show and have something to contribute to the afterlife community.
And this is someone with a real story, with a real reason to be here. A lot of people come in, it's like, oh my husband just, it's like, okay, but like, what's your deal? And it's like, oh, I am boring. It's like, okay, well, what are we going to do? You know, this person actually has some things to,
a
beef.
You can count on this person to be the most interesting person you've ever heard on the podcast. Okay. She's really bringing it 100% A+.
It's a tall order, but she's really going to do.
And and before we introduce our guest, I just want to say,
okay,
this person is very, I don't think, I won't speak for you,
gorgeous,
Bart, but definitely, but as this is not a visual medium, or no, wait, it is a visual
medium.
Well,
it is, the show is, but it isn't, this isn't, but yes.
I've never connected with anyone quite like I connect with our guest because she too.
Oh, even me.
Has, well, no, I connect with you as well in a very similar way, but I think all three of us are really on another level as far as our connection to the spiritual world, that hovering aura above our heads. And because all three of us are up there, I think we're in for a very special episode.
I can't wait. It's a roller coaster of spiritual connection.
A roller coaster. All right. Do you want to do the honors,
Bart? Yes, I would love to introduce our guest this evening this late evening. She is also crazy because like we talk to people beyond the pale, as it were, but this person hunts ghosts. She's a paranormal investigator. She's a ghost hunter. Please welcome to the show, Beatrice. Welcome. Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for that lovely introduction.
Oh.
It's a high, tall order to be thought of as the most interesting person on the podcast. But having listened to a few of your episodes, I could say it's not super hard to do.
Oh, thank you.
That's interesting. I think that's a compliment.
That was both a compliment and an insult at the same time.
Wow.
That's special and unique in its own right.
I couldn't do that if I tried. You know, like it's either positive or negative for me. I can either compliment someone or I tear them down. But you found that medium. Medium.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
And you appear to be a medium size. Do you wear a medium?
I do often wear a medium, and unless I'm feeling saucy, in which case, extra small.
Whoa.
Do you ever go for a small?
It's really
too
extra
big.
Small to make my boobs like really pop, or medium. I don't really, the small
baggy
is
or tight.
Like, where are we going? I have boobs, you can see, but it's not like pow, you know? So if we are going to go for it, I struggle a life lesson that my mother always taught me was just you go. If you either go or you stay. And that is how I was raised.
That's incredible. That's brilliant. Incredible. Like kind of like a dog. But
yeah, actually, exactly. So my mom got a dog at the same time I was born. I actually think, like, later looking back on it, maybe it was on purpose. And yeah, we were raised literally identical, which I think has a lot to do with why I'm so good at hunting ghosts, because my sense of smell is like really acute.
A keen yes. snout.
So a you're keen, a keen smell.
And so your nose is your guide. I never knew that.
Yes, my nose is my guide. My hands are my feet. And my head is really just there. Actually, sure. My head is my head. But
that's really nice.
But it is nice. It's nice to have one thing that is what it is, because everything else is like a little bit like, what is it? And I'm always I'm always trying to figure it out. But it's nice to be like, okay, that there, that I know what it is.
It's like
that
stay.
Is my head.
This
that
stay.
Is
my head. My
cabeza. Yeah, stay. Yeah.
Stay.
Yeah, the
stay.
Head stays.
And everything yeah. else is like, go, 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 go.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes so fast sometimes and I don't even know.
Rapido.
It's like, yeah. That is the word for fast in Spanish. Yeah,
I rapido, know. Yeah. Unfortunately, I do. I have to say, anytime I know a word in Spanish, I have to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, shout it out, because I'm speaking it. Your language. You speak mine when you can, which is not often.
Not
so,
often,
you know,
but I can
just
try.
Shout it out.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I'll talk the same way I usually do. But I want to go back really, really quick before okay. we really get into the what we're here to talk about, which is
right.
So you have a dog who has been raised in conjunction with you as your use in your words as your right. twin, basically.
Is the dog still alive? I mean, I
yes.
Great so first question.
Right. Yeah. So we had a dog. It's a dog, so it's dead. Yeah.
Oh,
muerte.
I'm in my 40s. Okay, I feel like we should just leave okay. this. Like, we'll do English, you know?
Sure. Leave the dead
we'll
dog.
Just do English. But yeah, sure. So the dog, you know, I'm in my 40s. The dog is dead. Can I be honest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
See.
Si. No. I'm kind of relieved, because I felt often like I was in the shadow of the dog, because it was like, I don't know, animals are just like a lot more muscular than I am. And so I'm just like, I like the dog, but like it was a complex relationship and
you couldn't fetch.
And I didn't want to.
Can I ask? And we can move on. It's obviously a very personal subject, so we don't have to delve
obviously.
Too deep into it. But have you ever communicated with the dog since it's passed?
This is a good question for the show.
Yeah. I have.
Did you go hunting for it?
Yes. Mainly just to be like, well, we found each other in a field, and then I was like, haha, I win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm alive and you're dead. Mm-hmm. And
that's the ultimate win.
It was like,
this is kind of like
I do love the dog. I feel like I'm coming off like really like
no. You're coming off like a real John
sweetheart,
Wayne
sweetheart,
here.
Sweetie.
Yeah,
sweetie.
No, I'm not intense. I'm really not.
You're not what?
Intense.
Okay, well,
intenso.
You own it. Do not apologize for
girl.
Your story.
You own it. Absolutely.
Okay,
please
forget
but
that.
Yeah, no,
dog.
I do. I love the dog. I love. Dogs,
you're obsessed.
But it was kind of fun to be like, na 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 boo boo, I win.
Right. Okay, and I have, so this is actually a great segue into leading us into just like your work in general. I'd love to get that shared
yes.
with our community. So if, you know, they ever need someone with your services, they can reach out and we're going to help this will help your brand.
Go ahead.
Please,
we'll do that
go.
At the end.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Be quiet.
So my question is, so when you ghost hunt, right, is that exactly, am I saying that right? Is that what you call yourself, ghost hunter?
Mm.
Could you say it again?
Ghost hunter? Ghost hunter?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Sound good
and
to
when
me.
You're ghost hunting.
Nice voice.
Do you trap
Whoa.
The ghosts or do you just seek them out? And is there any of that kind of ghostbustery lore? Is that real?
This is really good.
Season.
It's okay.
No, I don't trap them because, like, also they're, like, ethereal beings. So, like, what? How would I? You know what I mean?
I mean, if they're like, evil. Like, are they ever evil?
Occasionally in the way that people can be evil. But no, I would say I really just talk to them because so people. So the hunting is, like, a funny way. I say hunting because it, like, sounds really cool. What?
Sorry, you said it's like a funny way, and I was like, oh.
yeah. No.
No, no, no.
It sounds really cool.
No, it sounds cool, and I really just basically like people hire me because they're like, there's a ghost in my house. Oh. Okay. And then often they don't know where it is. They're like, it's in my room. It's in my room. There's a ghost in my room.
Sounds like they know exactly where it is.
Well, okay, maybe while they're sleeping, the ghost is on a walkabout. And the ghost walks into the room and they're like, interesting choice with the blinds. Maybe sure. I wouldn't have picked that color. I don't know. Wow. And while they're looking around being like, oh, prescription pills, Viagra. I don't know, whatever, Viagra.
Judging.
The person wakes up and they're like, maybe. I mean, wouldn't you if it was your house? Anyway, whatever.
Right? Okay. No, you're right. Beatrice, yeah. You're right.
And they wake up and they're like, oh my God, the ghost is in my house. It's in my room. Okay, the ghost is not leaving you. Do you want a roommate? No. Okay. So you go maybe down to, maybe the ghost lives in the basement, maybe lives in the laundry room. A lot of ghosts like the pantry. Like if they like to cook, they can be around the food and the spices and things like that. So yeah, it basically, they don't know where the ghost is. Maybe the ghost is just like in the neighborhood. And because of my ability to talk to the ghosts and communicate with the ghosts, I can find them pretty easy because like they're not that hard to find once you can sense them. And my hands and my feet, you know. And I talk to them and then they leave, basically. But it's not like this big Christian thing, like how they do with the exorcist, and it's like, wow. Mm-mm. You know, it's a communication, basically.
Where do they go?
And I know.
Where do they go after
That's
they
a good
leave?
That's a good question.
Okay.
We could almost answer it. That almost seems like a question we should be asking ourselves. Like, so what's interesting about this, Beatrice, is that we seem to have similar skill sets. Mm-hmm. We sort of communicate with people, animals, rocks that, you know, are no longer with us. But you seem to have a similar feel, a similar sense to sort of talk to other, you know, other beings, which I think is so great that you're here now to sort of, you know, air it all out.
Yeah.
Because I mean, this is going back to the visual question or answer. Oh. Yes. Our work is not visual. Our work is extremely spiritual. It's
couldn't
a feeling.
Be less.
It's aural, mm-hmm. But we do not see shit. What do you see the ghosts?
Help us understand. Yeah. What do you? What does a ghost
with your actual
honestly?
Eyeballs?
What does a ghost look like? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
what does it look
explain.
Like?
Oh yeah. You said, do they have actual eyeballs?
No. Do you see them with your eyeballs?
But oh. also, do they have eyeballs? Because holy moly.
Oh, yeah. The answer to both questions is yes.
Wow.
They basically look like people, but a little bit skinnier, wispier.
Sure.
They have a certain scent. Often it's pretty easy to find them that way.
Because your scent? Nose usually... Your nose is your... What? Because your nose. Your nose?
My nose.
Is your feet? No.
You never know.
My nose are my eyes.
No. Nose is her eyes. Her feet are her hands.
So they have this scent that you're following.
Yeah, what do ghosts smell
all the
like?
Same,
good?
Or, yeah, are they good, bad, ugly, different?
Is it smell bad, ugly, different?
But they some smell bad, ugly, different for sure. For sure.
Has to be.
Often
dirty
it's
pirate
a bit,
ghost.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's kind of like a dusty popcorn smell.
Oh.
And sometimes it's nicer, like maybe it's a little bit more like, you remember that perfume that was really big in like the early 2000s? It smelled
like
cotton candy.
Yeah, let me think. Let me kind of put myself
it was
back
called
there,
like,
yeah.
It was called like pink.
I think, was that a Victoria's Secret?
Pink.
Victoria's Secret, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a pink perfume from Victoria.
I remember.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody who was anybody.
Wait.
So
some of these ghosts smell like pink?
Pink?
They smell like pink, but if pink was like dusty.
Okay. Musty. Musty, maybe. Okay.
There's dusty, always musty like a dusty. It often makes me sneeze, which is another reason why my nose or my... not right now, but thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. This is just for later, if it comes up.
Okay, I save it for later. Yeah, save it for later. Put that one in my
Your nose and your later. Eyes. Yeah. Keep it for later. Yeah.
So they all... Yeah, but it's often... Yeah. They sometimes they are more green, for reasons I don't understand. Mm-mm. Occasionally they just fall apart. Like, I don't know, like they bump into things like a wall because they're not solid, but sometimes they bump into things and they just literally fall apart.
Oh my goodness.
Which is honestly very annoying because then I have to clean it up and it's gross. Some people love their job and for me, I don't, but I am really good at it. So.
How did you, I'm sorry, I just have many calling. Questions.
Yeah, please, this is, and that's
and
this,
I do want to get to your story, and we will.
Me too, and we will.
But I just wonder, how did you get into this profession? Especially, you know, there's such this dichotomy of you hate it, but you're so good at it. Like, what is that about?
It pulls you to it, yeah.
It's not that I hate it, it's just that, like, I'm not a capitalist, so, like, my work is not my... You know what I mean?
Sure,
I don't live to
sure.
I don't live to okay. hustle. I don't love the grind.
Mm-hmm.
Live, love, laugh.
What is that?
But what is that?
It's a little ghost cat.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hola.
A visual medium.
What you can't see, listeners at home, is I do have a little ghost cat. But
what you can't see, you don't know.
I also struggle. I do struggle with a little ADHD.
So you guys can see that one.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
That's okay.
Wait, yeah. But so you can see that. You can see that one, but you can't see them normally.
We can't see them normal.
This looks
made.
Like a... That's a toy. Yeah, that's a wax toy.
Oh, okay. Good. Because I was worried for a moment that the whole fabric of this conversation was falling apart.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. That is not what's going to happen here today. Absolutely not. Okay, no. We're everything we're saying makes sense, is mm-hmm. relevant, yes. and we all understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
you don't like the hustle.
I mean,
you're not a capitalist.
Yeah,
you're
a ghost hunter. I don't live for the money. The money lives for me.
Whoa.
But I will say, yeah, so my mother sort of was a big, dirty capitalist. And
sorry to hear that.
Me too.
It's okay. I think she was really proud of it. She had like vanity plates. I don't know how she spelled it. She fit all those words in somehow to the little
big dirty capitalist.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was so little. I don't remember how, but yeah, it was that was her vanity plate. But yeah, so she thought that maybe the best way to make a lot of money in my hometown was to have me learn ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Learn ghosts. And so that's why she got the dog.
No better way to say it.
Learn the ghosts.
Mm-hmm. That's why she got the dog?
Yeah, to train us.
Because for the sniffing, I get it.
Right. Yeah, that's why she got
okay. Okay, no problem. Ask and answer.
Yeah,
no
that's
problem.
Why she got
okay,
it.
Okay.
And is your mother alive?
This is a really interesting question.
Fascinating.
Mother dead or alive?
No, she's not alive.
And I mean, the obvious follow-up is, have you seen her since?
Yeah, she comes over and she's like, why is her house so dirty?
Well.
These judgmental ghosts.
Yeah, golly.
Listen, just because they are dead does mm-hmm. not mean that they are not super annoying.
Sure.
Super, just super, what is it?
Annoying.
No. Supernatural. Supernatural, super annoying. That's what I was trying to get to.
Oh.
Super annoying naturals.
Super annoying. But it's really like, it's super human. Human.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
Yeah, that's the other thing also I wanted to say.
Please.
Ghosts are humid.
Humid?
Humid.
Yes.
They're humid beings.
Okay.
I mean, right?
I mean, yeah. So okay. If you have, okay. I mean, yeah. Right. I mean, yeah.
So if you touch them, can you touch them?
Wow.
Yeah, if you did try.
Which we would.
Maybe your hand would be a little wet.
Oh.
Okay.
You know when there's a big wave of fog?
Sure.
Oh my gosh, do I ever?
Every day?
That's them playing like a little prank on you. Do you live in the Bay Area? Why is this so foggy?
Yeah. We live in the Bay.
Bay Area, baby. Area.
We live on the Bay, really.
Oh.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Houseboat?
Houseboat.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Stationary houseboat. Docked, but.
Docked.
Furnished.
Docked, furnished, but not forgotten.
Correct. Wow, gorgeous. I'm going to put that, I'm going to carve that into the wood.
We should get that on now, a vanity plate for our boat.
Oh, do boats have, they're about to have vanity plates.
Yeah. They are about to.
Absolutely.
Beatrice, you, I mean, obviously this is incredible to explore, you know, our perception of ghosts in the afterlife with each other. I think that's really incredible. But you did come on this show for a particular reason. And I don't want to, I only want to bring it up if you are willing to sort of get into it. But you maybe had a partner, lost loved one, whatever, that maybe got a little complicated and you can, okay.
Yeah.
I know, it's okay. Yeah. And she's running around in a circle. She's sort of chasing her own
tail.
It's okay.
It's something I learn.
Yeah.
From my dog.
Panting.
Brother.
Right.
Hermano. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Dios mío. Okay.
What was the dog's name?
This is good.
Mm-hmm. The dog's name was Perito, which is
doesn't that
a
mean
little
dog?
Yeah, my mom puppy, was puppy, not puppy. She was a big dirty capitalist. She wasn't super you know, like
creative,
what is imaginative, so sure. Yeah, perito. Well, she called it, when she learned a little bit of English, she called it little perito, which is like little dog redundant.
Silly.
Meet our dog, little perito. I mean, meet our dog, little dog.
Yeah,
I grew up insane.
A hat on a hat.
Is your mother sounds insane. I grew up with a...
I thought you said you grew up insane. I was like, that's an interesting way to raise a child. Tell me more.
I grew up with a friend who had a cat named Kitty. And I always thought that was sad for the cat.
This is a true story.
Mine was a true story.
Why? Yes, no, I'm just, you
okay.
know...
Okay.
This is
just for us.
Look at me. This is a true story.
Okay, looking at you. Okay. And go.
Okay.
I had a little fish growing up named that it was a goldfish. Okay.
Pesquito.
I had a goldfish as well.
I had a little telling a story.
I named it after myself, my middle name.
Trundy. Why don't you let Beatrice tell us about her little fish?
Go ahead, Beatrice.
I had a little goldfish and I named it Tuna as a way to inspire greatness, but it mainly spent most of its life trying to jump out of the bowl and kill itself.
Sorry to hear that.
So,
do you think that had anything to do with the name?
It's impossible to say because
it is.
Fish are really stupid and so you can't really talk to them. No. But I want to be clear, like, I do like ghosts. I do like dogs.
In general, sure.
Sure.
I like a lot of things, but I also just don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if it's your job and you're not a big dirty capitalist, you're going to be, you know, interested in other things than just ghosts.
I take showers.
Depends on the day.
Is that a hobby of yours?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're obsessed with showering.
I love every time I shower, I try. every time I shower, I try like a different bath bomb or
so you put bath bombs in the shower. You'll just sort of boop, just drop it and see what happens. Let it roll around.
It's still in a bath, right? You know, it's not like I have a shower with no bathtub at the bottom. So why not?
Hey, no problem. No problem.
Sometimes I just hold it in my palms and see how long I can last.
That's incredible. That's perfect. Incredible.
One time I put it in my mouth, but it wasn't so fun.
Yeah.
One time I put it in my butt, but I can't talk about that on the air.
Wow. That'll be for later. Let's get a drink after.
For later.
Put it in the butt.
For we can't. We have to quit. We'll call them.
Okay. You'll get that. You'll tell us about that later.
She's kissing
and,
us.
And you'll get that bless you for your...
Wow.
Later.
Oh, didn't my gosh. You say? Okay. Get out of my bucket. Yeah. No, it's my
anyway,
bucket.
I think we started to address your ex.
Yeah. Sorry.
I want to know while you were here. Oh, we'll take a break soon, but why don't you just tell us... Yeah. Let's just start by asking, why are you here at all?
Tell us. Yeah. So basically, I just got out of a relationship that was quite intense and passionate and ultimately didn't work out. And
it's okay. Hey, it's okay.
I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. I don't care. If you judge me, that's okay.
If you want us to cut this out afterwards, you let us know. But for now, you just say it all.
I am not ashamed. I was dating a ghost, and I'm gonna say it again. I was dating a ghost.
Oh,
my God. Incredible!
Thank you.
Snaps.
Thank you. You guys are so cool.
That's really good. No, we aren't.
No, you are.
Thank you.
No, we are. Or no, we aren't.
No, you are.
Thank you.
Nice. What happened?
Well,
it didn't work out for a variety of reasons. And the thing is that he happened to be a very popular ghost in the ghost, perhaps the most popular ghost in the ghost community.
Like ghost president or?
Yeah, kind of like a ghost president, but they call it the ghost king. Okay, I was dating the ghost king, and
oh my God.
I know it was super.
That's a
cool.
Get.
Yeah, it was kind of. Well, I mean, I don't want to say otherworldly because that seems a little cheesy, but it was.
Say it on the nose.
Say it.
Otherworldly. Mm. Anyway, so yeah, we were dating. It didn't work out, and now every ghost is literally shunning me, so they won't talk to me. Yeah. They won't talk to me, they won't look at me, and the worst part is that they are hiding from me, and so when people are asking me to come to their house to deal with the ghosts, I literally can't find them.
Oh my God.
But then when I leave, they come back.
Oh.
So one way that we've been, what was kind of helpful at the beginning, was really sad. I was in a company, but nobody wants to be around me because nobody wants to be around me. And
we do.
They would pay me to do. Well, that's really nice.
We do.
Thank you. No,
we're here.
Sorry, keep going.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm just trying not to.
I know.
It was nice to have a family to ask me to spend time with them on a regular basis, but then they would want me to be like doing dishes, and I don't want to do dishes.
Wait, I'm sorry.
My job is sitting in your house, and so then they would kick me out, and the ghost would come, and they would say you're not a real ghost hunter.
Oh my God.
This wasn't very nice. God.
Just breathe. Just serve
her some. Give her some. Yeah.
Have some water.
It's okay. Here, take this inhaler.
It's a huge water we gave you.
Yeah, drink up.
I need you to breathe, and I need to ask you 10 questions.
Yeah, good.
Mostly just, who was making you wash dishes, sweetheart?
So, like, the families would be like, I would be like, well, I can't find.
It's okay. Hey, it's okay.
Okay, I would say, sorry, I would.
No, he's not shushing you, he's kind of like,
No, I'm saying just like, I'm calming you down.
Okay, So you can see that.
Maybe I shouldn't have. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
So yeah, they would be like, as I would say, well, okay, the ghosts aren't here, but that's not because they're gone, because they don't want to be around me. And they would say, okay, can you just stay? And I would say, okay. So I would stay at the families, but then after like a few days, they would be like, can you pitch in around here? Can you like wash dishes? Can you like mop the floor? Can you like pick up your dirty tissues that you just threw everywhere? Or like, can you not eat the last of the pickles or the last of the mayonnaise or the last of whatever it was that I ate that was like whatever? And my feeling is, yeah, I am still providing a service. I am not your roommate. I am hard at work. I am here. Maybe I'm getting something from being here because I don't want to be alone, but also
you're there.
I don't want to. It's really my feeling. I don't want to.
And so, with that.
Nor should you. And with that,
we're gonna take a little break.
This is a cliffhanger.
When we come back with our guest, Beatrice, we will get into communicating with the boyfriend, the king of the ghosts. Stay with us, folks.
Hello, and welcome back to A Visual Medium. I'm Bartholomew Whetstone.
And I'm Trendy Beefsteak. Welcome back to the show. Hope you had a nice break. We sure did. Thanks for listening to the ads. We know they're not fun.
No, they're for some, you know, Home Depot, and it's no fun to listen to.
It's a big bad capitalist regime.
It's how we pay the bills. Yeah, and some people know that better than others. Absolutely. We're back.
How
are you?
How do people know?
How are we back? Like, how do we even, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Beatrice.
Show us how, sweetheart.
Beatrice, welcome back to you. Welcome back.
Thank you. I had a really nice break. I went on a little walk. I got a coffee. I got a little sandwich with just mayonnaise. And now I'm back, ready to talk.
No mayonnaise. Pickles?
Well, no, nothing else?
Yeah, just mayonnaise.
Earlier.
And bread.
Earlier, and bread. She mentioned.
Oh, yeah. And bread. It's and a bread. Sandwich. I didn't just put it in my same palm. If I could, I would, but I know I can't just put my palm out and ask them to squirt. So
you could try.
Do you like mayonnaise packets?
Amen to that, sister.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy the challenge that packet the
challenge
introduces.
Packet. Mm. Yeah.
I only asked
like in math in school.
Oh, okay. Specific.
I love this.
How?
I love it. Right. How are you? How is everyone doing? Okay, you went on a walk. You have a mayonnaise sandwich.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how anyone's doing. I want to get back into the juice.
Okay.
Let's get back into the juice.
We need to talk to a dead person. For real.
We got to contact this boyfriend. First off, what's the Ghost King's name?
What's his name?
George.
Okay.
That wasn't so hard.
George, we are going to try to contact
I know,
George.
I hear you. Try. We're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it.
If my name isn't Bartholomew.
Yes. George the Ghost King of Ghosts.
So thank you.
George the Ghost King of Ghosts. The GK of G.
And Bartholomew likes joke. Bartholomew likes to abbreviate. The way that this
I just
usually,
like words.
Sure. The way that this usually works.
I just like words.
Is that
can you
I,
two calm down?
Can you blame me?
No, we can't.
Okay. Okay, go.
Is that I will kind of, I will do my best to communicate as a medium, and Bartholomew will do his best to read what I'm picking up on and kind of put that into words for the listeners.
Translate it. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we'll try to do.
Beatrice, is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay with me.
Now, he's here, right? Can we say that much? He's absolutely here in the room and we can feel him.
Yes.
Here. Yeah, he's always here.
I'm feeling... Okay.
So he's a bit of a stalker for you.
Oh, yeah. No, he shows up. Mm. He shows up, but none of his friends do.
So that's kind of shows up first and kind of stakes his claim, says, no, you can't get
here. I got
here.
A table over here.
Let me clarify. He never leave. Okay?
Aye.
But, yeah, I just...
doesn't sound like it was an amiable...
I know, it's an emotional moment.
A mutual amiable breakup. It sounds like it's kind of one of those nightmare breakups. And we're gonna help you move past
it,
hopefully.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think so. Closure is the name of the game.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. Let's.
Okay. I'm setting this sage on fire.
Oh my gosh.
I'm lighting this on fire. I
got a lot of sage.
Setting out my stones. Oh, gorgeous. My crystals and my stones. I'm lighting my plants on fire.
Okay.
And I'm taking my shirt off. Let's begin.
Let's all. Ceremony. Ceremony.
Ceremony.
Oh my god, we are all sweating quite a bit. And
we're all absolutely shirtless. And it is getting a little smoky in here, but I think that's going to help. Because, as we know, ghosts are humid.
Yes.
All right. If I could have a moment with George to myself, that would be great.
Sure. Silence. For podcasts is primo.
George. Tricky. George. Oh, wow. He's big.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Is George big?
Wow, big presence.
Is this the right George?
No, that's the right George. Yeah, he's really big. He's
very imposing.
Yeah, he was a Viking.
Okay.
Okay.
George, I come in peace. I would like to speak with you. This is my colleague, Bartholomew, and he would like to enter you.
Don't worry.
Okay, sorry.
Hello. Okay, Jesus. George, hello. I am Bartholomew, and I'm here to enter you. Here I am. Oh, my goodness.
Beatrice, I think it would be helpful if you were just quiet for a second.
Okay, just let me... Okay,
so that we can kind of... He's not going to want to talk to us if you're kind of...
Here we go.
George.
Oh.
No, I think that's... I think... Are you... George?
Jace?
Wonderful. Impeccable. Wow. Okay, so Bartholomew's gone, and we have George in the room here now to speak.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. So
where am I?
George the Viking.
Yes.
The king of ghosts. I come in peace, as I've said. I'm only here to facilitate a conversation.
Okay.
So where
are I'm all ears. Look at them. They're big.
They are. You are an immaculate specimen. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been making my friend Beatrice, her business is struggling because of
my
you.
Ex. My
yes, ex. Yes, your ex.
My ex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there...
What does she want?
Is there something... Well, I feel like maybe there's something you want. That is left unresolved. And Beatrice, I'm so sorry that I was rude to you. I just had to like shut you up for a second just because I had to get this guy on the line here. Now that he is, please feel free to join us.
Okay, hi.
Hey, Beatrice. Hello. What's up?
You know, just... sitting here on the podcast.
Good to see you. It's good to see you.
Okay. It's weird to me that you would say good to see you when you're stalking me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see me.
Okay.
You see me.
Okay. Okay. Stalking. Okay. That's a large, feels like a large word.
So well, Webster's dictionary defines stalking as.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. I won't. I'm sorry. I mean, continue.
I swear to God. Stay out of this.
Okay. I will.
George, can you just sit down? Can you sit down?
Yeah, I'll sit. Yeah, of course. I'll sit right here.
Crisscross applesauce.
Okay.
On the chair?
The one thing I can't do.
Yeah.
She knows me. She knows me, folks. Okay, here I go. Okay.
Is that each
okay.
leg?
Okay.
Yeah, leg?
Each leg. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You look good. You look great.
Stop it.
Okay.
Don't even start. Don't even.
What happened?
Don't.
What happened to us?
You know what happened. We talked about it like 25 times.
Someone's okay. Keeping track. Okay, yeah, of course.
You know that I love to document.
I know you do.
You know that I love to journal. You know that I love to count my journals.
One, two.
You know what I love.
I know, and I can't read or write. I know, we know this, okay? Gee.
You know that I love to chart the counting of my journals, and that I put the charts on the wall, and that even if you can't read, or you can't whatever, you can still see
right.
the chart and see how many times we've done this together.
Oh my God. Oh
okay,
my God.
I'm just going to jump in here for a moment. I think we're getting a little off track.
I'm about to fucking pop off.
So
I'm about to go crazy here.
So it sounds like this conversation has been had for 25 times. We're going to just skip it. And it's going to be less about what happened and more about what we're going to do going forward.
You're alive still. You're still alive. So like...
Stop rubbing it in.
I couldn't if I tried. You know what I mean? Like, I'm dead. I'm gone.
No. Not to me.
Okay, well. First I've heard of that.
First I said it.
Listen.
That makes sense. That, okay.
Young lovers.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like...
We're in our 40s, I think, for sure. But
oh.
Go ahead.
Well, you look...
I think so.
You look like not a day over 30, honey.
Well, I'm eternal. Well, thank you.
Oh.
Can you... Never mind.
Okay. Classic.
Wow.
I need you, George, king of the ghosts.
Yes, of course, my crown.
Viking king.
Yes, Viking. Yes, Viking.
I need you.
I don't know.
And okay. And Beatrice needs you to stop following her around and allowing and what's the word? Discouraging your ghost friends. From communicating with her because that's her livelihood. She's not trying to make money. She's not trying to hustle. She's just trying to help people out. And you're making it really hard for her here in this mortal coil.
It's nice to hear you breathe again.
It's nice to be heard. It's nice for my breath to be heard. Look. If I could have a little bit of clo- if you could tell me that it was all worth it. I'll leave you alone. I only want what's best for you. I only want you to be happy.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Is everyone, do you need a tissue?
I need a ghost drink for water.
Which is?
It is,
wind.
Wind.
I need to put my head out the window.
I'm glad we have an open window for you here, George.
Mm. Yum, yum, yum.
I'm sorry. I'm going to what is it called when you take your consolidate? Compose myself. I'm going to.
You see what I had to deal? You see this?
Okay, we were in such a nice place before. Can we
okay,
just,
I mean it. I mean everything.
Okay.
Okay.
I would like you to be happy too.
Good.
And I feel like the thing is, we just had different tastes in how we wanted the house to be.
Specific.
And
Yeah.
We didn't break up for general reasons.
No, very specific reasons. Besides me dying.
You were already dead. You were already dead when we met.
And I've heard that before. And trendy. I've heard that before.
If you could stop talking to me, that would be great.
Oh, sure.
Is there something going on with the two of you? Because you keep hitting on him and he keeps talking to you.
Excuse me.
No. Excuse me. No, I only have
eyes. Is that why you brought me on this podcast?
No. I love. No. No. I mean, Trendy.
Wait. You said I love. Do you love? Do you still love?
I love. Yes. I love. Let's just say. Wait. Let's just say. Excuse me. Let's just say. I love somebody in this room. Okay? That's all I'll say.
Well, it better not be me. We just met George.
Hey, George.
Hmm?
Who is it?
I'll tell you. Come.
You can just tell me who is it.
Yeah, who is it?
You're not.
Get out of here. Turn to Beatrice, come here. Beatrice.
Yeah.
It's looking around. It's Bartholomew.
Mm-hmm. I really thought that. What? I thought it was gonna be me.
No. I'm over that. I'm way over it.
Why are you following me around?
Because
then?
I'm trying to get on this show with these ghost people. Trying to get my name out there.
What do you think I'm doing? See what I've had to put up with these.
Oh please!
Fucking asshole!
Always go. Oh fuck you!
You've been fucking. Wow. Okay. First of all. Wow. Second of all, really? I don't even have.
This is
nobody
exactly
thinks
how
I'm a good ghost hunter anymore because
this is unbelievable.
Because you had all your friends fucking ghost hunter. Hide
ghost
from me.
Hunter.
And it's also you could hook up with Bartholomew.
You
fucking call Bartholomew. He loves ghosts. I'm sure he would date you if he wanted to.
Yeah, I'm
you're
sure he
already.
Would.
Listen,
he
you're
would.
Already inside him.
I'm sure
so
he
what
would
else do
love
you want?
Me. I'm sure he would love me unconditionally. Okay? Ghost hunter.
Wow.
Whatever.
This did not
You're
go.
Already inside him. I don't
this
know what else the fuck you want.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You think? If you did, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation.
If I did Beatrice, what?
If you knew what I wanted, if you knew what else I wanted, if you knew anything about me. I'm not the king of the ghosts. It was all stupid, fake, bullshit.
How was I supposed to know? You said, "Hi, I'm the king of ghosts."
Yeah, because
when we met.
Because I wanted to be your king. I want to be your
and
ghost
you
king.
And you were, but yeah, not anymore.
Okay. I'm out of here. You know what? I mean, this has been. I can't even. This is unbelievable.
I feel
and I still look like this guy. I'm obsessed
I feel like
with
I'm
him.
Partially responsible. but I, George, I release you. Go,
yeah.
Go henceforth.
Okay.
Get out of
please.
Here.
Bartholomew.
Here I go. Beatrice, it was nice to see you.
Okay, Bartholomew should be back any moment. Bart.
Yeah, what's up? What do I sound like?
I don't know, but you have a
wow
secret Valentine, my friend.
I do. What happened? What just happened? I have no idea what just happened.
Well,
right? I can't have had an idea.
No, you. I don't think you have an idea, Beatrice. I want to honor
she
this.
She looks
moment
pissed
for you. Yeah, I think we should let her speak.
She looks pissed off.
Yeah. I would say pissed off is probably a good starting point to how I feel right now. Yeah, that's sort of, how you say, understatement.
Hmm.
Wow.
So Bartholomew.
Yes, present.
It turns out that George stalking me, George having all the ghosts, shun me, ruin my business, ruin my reputation, ruin this body. All of this
stop
was
licking
just...
between your legs. Just tell me, just look at me and tell
Excuse
me that straight up.
Excuse me? Looking, well, you're licking my legs?
Yeah, you're like doing.
Oh, like a dog?
Like a dog.
Not licking between my. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Shouldn't have said. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Okay. Do you want to hear?
Yes, I would love to hear. What happened?
He did all this so that he could, because he knew that you would find out about it and ask me on this show, and he had a big fucking crush on you.
On you, Bart.
On me, Bart?
You, Bart.
Don't look so excited.
I mean, this is, I've just never had this thing, had this happen to me. I'm Bart.
Well, I hope
I'm just Bart.
I think you should reach out. I'm happy to play George. Later on.
Yeah, I would love for you to be my George.
Because you're a medium. Although if you want to just like see him in the flesh-ish, I feel like you'll need
Impossible.
You'll need our ghost hunter friend here.
Sure.
Not gonna happen.
Okay.
I feel like I came back to Earth in kind of a very weird, sort of bitter thing, but all I've gotten is good news. So
well,
I'm sorry for Yeah.
Yeah. I see. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And I feel like I failed as a medium and a mediator. I don't think I helped in any way.
I mean, I feel pretty damn good. If I could, Beatrice, did you ever, when you and George, and I hate to bring it up again, but like, this is what we're talking about. When you and George were intimate, like, how, like, any tips? Fucking ghosts wise?
Yeah,
it sounds like he told you never knew him and you didn't know what he wanted, so probably your advice is not good.
I just mean, I guess in general, like, can I grab,
just ghost-wise?
It's up to you. Consent works the same way with ghosts
that
as it
feels
does
right.
with people.
Okay,
right?
That feels
so
cool.
A ground rule would be to ask.
Sure.
And
then just see where it goes.
Yeah, listening.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Giving, receiving.
The classic.
A sensual touch. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But you
okay,
can
this
feel.
This is getting a little bit off topic for the show.
I'm getting a little
and
bit
And I haven't had sex in
up.
A decade, so let's move on.
Yeah, okay.
Move
on.
I have to go.
We got to wrap it up.
But this has been enlightening.
This is really good. Oh, I thought you were saying that is the title of the show. No, of course not.
This has been enlightening.
Right, but that's not what it's called. It's called a visual medium. Beatrice, I'm so sorry. Again, I can't claim any responsibility for what went down, but I'm sorry that things didn't necessarily end up the way you wanted.
I mean, the bright side is if George and Bart get together, you might have a bit of a come up. I think Bart... might get him out of your way and you can kind of move on with your life, which is the goal.
That's true. Guilty. Yeah. I'll take him.
Okay. I feel really uncomfortable hearing about your guys' relationship, but I will say that now that we know that he was just using me once again, I think probably my ghost business will go back. Maybe people can hire me. And this has been... overall, to be honest, a really shocking experience, and I'm pretty heartbroken. I think I'm going to go home and watch Gilmore Girls, and just,
nice.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
If you could,
sweetheart.
I don't know. Maybe don't play it.
Don't play it.
Maybe just cut out the end.
Yeah, don't put out the episode at all.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, this is the end, you know, like, if it's the end, like, this is the end of it, so, like, if we cut this out, it's like, well, where do we go? But you'll be fine, you know, and like that's a really good show.
We could bleep your name.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to.
But I don't think we should. I think you should own it.
Yeah.
Because
you've been so strong, Beatrice, this whole time. Look how strong you are.
Oh, we should all put our shirts back on.
Okay, yeah. Why is my shirt off?
My titties felt so free.
Oh my god.
All right, we've really gotta cut it because if we go into another minute, we're gonna have to play another ad, and we just don't want to have to do that.
We can't do that. Yeah, we have to go as soon as possible. And I love all both of you and everyone, and especially George.
We'll see you next week. This has been a visual medium. I'm Trundy Beefsteak.
And I'm the other guy. Beatrice, thank you for being here. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. This was A Visual Medium with Trundy Beefsteak and Bartholomew Whetstone.
Beefsteak. Forgot about that whole last name. The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
And if you're one of those people who has an Instagram, you should click follow on our account, which is at Max and Natalie Comedy.
This has been a Cook Wrap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.